With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. Environmental groups on Tuesday filed the latest in a series of federal lawsuits against the Keystone XL crude oil pipeline, this time challenging a permit to cross federal lands. The groups argued that the U.S. Department of Interior failed to follow environmental laws like the Endangered Species Act when it greenlighted a right-of-way across more than 40 miles of federal land in Montana earlier this year. This builds upon a years-long legal battle between the Trump administration pushing permitting ahead and groups who say the pipeline poses a threat to environmental and indigenous interests. Natural Resources Defense Council lawyer Jackie Pring says that the environmental assessment for the most recent permit is similar to the one a judge returned to the federal government for revision in 2018.
The State Department has continued to serve as the lead agency and to revise the environmental review documents purportedly to address the deficiencies that the court found, but it still has failed to respond to what the court found to be inadequate with those documents.
Among the environmental advocates suing the U.S. Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are the Center for Biological Diversity, the Sierra Club, and the Natural Resources Defense Council. Some of the same environmental groups are also involved in another lawsuit against the Keystone XL pipeline that seeks to block construction for the parts of the project that cross waterways. The lawsuit is currently before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Another case related to the Keystone XL, this one involving tribal land, is still awaiting the judge's decision. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.